When the sun comes up over Paris, it's like any other day. Except that you're in Paris. What more need I say? I climbed the Eiffel Tower so I could touch the sky. I took almost an hour, and I can sure see why. And you give me 1,000,000,000 reasons why we're not alone. And you give me 1,000,000,000 seasons where life goes on and on and on and on.
Well, that's just beautiful.
I hate to talk over it,
that's
Colin.
Just beautiful.
Reminded you of those days when you would sit in the car and wait till the song was over.
That's it. That's it. We were just explaining to Colin Hay that there was a time here in the United States and throughout the world that if a song came on the radio and you liked that song, you weren't leaving the car until that song was over.
Right.
That's the way it should be.
Colin Hay is in the studio, and Fierce Mercy is the name of the new record. Did some recording in L.A. and Nashville as well.
That's right.
How do you like Nashville?
I love Nashville.
Isn't it fun?
I love it. They have the level of musicianship is nothing short of miraculous.
That's pretty cool.
I went there to record strings for this record. So I was a nine-piece string section there. And when they come in to play on one of your songs, it's really quite heavenly. You know, it was a beautiful experience.
It sounds beautiful. You mentioned the sunshine. You came at an appropriate time because we haven't had sun in Chicago for 8 days. This is the first day, seriously. Excellent. So thank you for bringing that.
Well, this is nice. It's a nice spot to get the sun, too, here, isn't it?
It's pretty lovely.
Mm.
What are you able to do now, Colin, as a songwriter, as a performer, that you couldn't do when you were a younger man?
What am I able to do now?
Yeah, just throughout your craft, what can you achieve now?
Well, hopefully you just get better at what you do, you know. So you try and do, it's like with a lot of things, as you get older, you try and do more with less.
Yeah.
So you try and if you're writing something, I mean, I think that when I first wrote songs, I first started to try and write songs, I was about 14, but I was writing songs with the Men at Work band.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was racked with self-doubt and I didn't really know whether they were any good. So I think sometimes you tend to shroud things because you're not really sure about, so you shroud things in different, perhaps there's more there than you need. You know, as you get older, you tend to try and, you know, strip away things and lay things a bit more bare and make things more essential.
Yeah, but there were the early version of you. There was a lack of confidence for a while.
Oh, of course, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You sound so, your voice is matured, and I thought you were pretty great to begin with. And now you're singing about stuff that has so much meaning for you. Your mother, a song was written about your mother on the new record?
Yeah, well, there's a song on there about my mama. Yeah, she was very dear to me. I lost her about 3 years ago.
So
I knew,
sorry.
I would be unprepared for that. But yeah, she was special, as many mothers are, you know.
So. You know, it's funny. You say you're unprepared for it. You know throughout your life that's probably going to happen, and yet when it happens, that you're unprepared, aren't you?
Oh, it's a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Both my parents. I mean, I was very lucky growing up. I had both parents, and not a lot of people even have that, you know. So, and it was a very small Scottish family. You know,
mm-hmm.
We moved from Scotland to Australia when I was 14, so it was a very close family, and and we laughed a lot. And I even, through my life, I thought to myself, when I lose these people, I'm not going to be happy about that. You
know?
And so I think that when you lose people that you really dearly love, they inhabit you. They enter you and so you, in some ways, you travel around with them all the time.
Sure.
So there's something in that. And I'm lucky because I play on stage and I kind of, my father was a great singer and a dancer when he was young. So when I'm on stage, I feel like he's there as well. So it's kind of, it's a selfish thing because it's a way of of keeping them and bringing them back sure. to life, you know.
It's like that hole in your heart you feel when you lose your parents fills up with their presence or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you yeah, it's a joyful thing, but it's at the same time it's like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
It sucks. It sucks. It really plain does. And simple.
You Colin, think the universe is not set up in a great way.
Oh.
No, I'm an orphan too, so. Mm.
With your father also having been a singer and a dancer, how did he and your mom, how did they process your success?
Oh, they were very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool about it, yeah. They were. You know, up until my father passed away, whenever I'd go and have coffee with him, you know, mm-hmm. which was often, you know, when I would go down to Melbourne, he would still say to me, you all right for money? You want a wee bit of money?
Oh. Yeah.
He'd slip me $20.
Well, a musician, sometimes like they need the money.
But even when you've got songs that are on the charts and you're doing well and you're playing big venues all over the place, he was still concerned that maybe a 20 wouldn't be a terrible
exactly.
thing.
So you're concerned, yeah. And often he was right. Often I didn't have any cash.
I have a 17-year-old son, Michael, who walks around the house all the time playing guitar. It's like a wandering minstrel. Did you used to do that?
I still do that.
You still do that. Did your parents ever say, come on, I'm trying to watch TV?
No.
All right, I'll stop doing that.
No, they were worried that I was going to go into music. You know, they were concerned.
Yeah.
Because they figured the chances of actually making a living from it were very slim. But at the same time, they paid for singing lessons, you know.
So, yeah.
But
did they buy you guitars, too?
Well, we had in Scotland, we had a music shop, which was a great way to grow up. So between the age of 5 and 14, I was in a music shop in Scotland between the years of 1958 and 1967. So incredible years to be involved, to be selling music in a shop.
You know? Yeah.
So when we left there, we went to Australia. I took an old Echo Italian guitar. It wasn't a very good guitar, but... But no, I think from memory, I always, you know, worked and saved up and bought my own guitars, you know, which I still do. I still save up and buy my own guitars.
Look at you! You've had quite a year. The Jimmys, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Waiting for My Real Life, a documentary about your career. You're going to be showing that tonight, correct? At City Winery.
That's correct. You have all the facts correct. Right?
I do. City Winery, Chicago tonight. You're going to do a little Q&A, playing some music, Waiting for My Real Life documentary will be shown. I can't wait to see it.
Me too.
Cannot wait.
Have you not seen it yet?
Seen
You've
it.
Seen it. Yeah. Did you learn anything about yourself? When they make a documentary about you, you're forced to really expose everything. What did you learn about yourself you didn't know?
It's a bit long. could have been a bit more concise.
That's all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
A little too much waffle.
Nah, that's going to happen. Don't feel bad. Colin Hay is here. He is performing, as Wendy just said, at the City Winery. CityWinery.com/Chicago has ticket information. We'll come back, and then you'll do a song for us, I hope?
Sure.
Excellent.
Sure.
Stick around, Bill and Wendy, along with Colin Hay on WGN.
That is Kookaburra Sits in the Old Oak Tree, isn't it?
What's that?
In Land Down Under. I guess you couldn't hear it.
You mean, is that what it is?
Yes.
Well, there's two bars of Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree in Down Under, yeah.
All right, that's all I wanted to know.
Sampling.
That's all I wanted to know.
I went through 6 years of litigation about it.
Seriously?
Did you?
And we lost.
Oh, no. Yeah. Colin, there's a lyric in
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, I brought that up.
That's okay. It's water under the bridge now, but you are correct.
Yes.
We didn't realize it at the time. But,
but
it turned out
I
to be.
I did right away.
There's a lyric in the song that says, where beer does flow and men chunder.
Yes.
I don't know what chundering is. I may be chundering as we speak, and I'm not even aware of it. What is chundering?
Well, if you were, I think everyone would run out of the room.
Why? You know, what does it mean?
Is vomiting.
Oh, no.
Ew.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you really want to know that?
No. I want to unknow it.
It comes from when they used to throw refuse and other things out of windows.
Yeah.
They used to say, watch out under, which got reduced to chunder. Watch Out Under.
I had no idea. That's great. Okay, good. Now I know what it means.
It's an Australian. You were asking before about Australianisms.
Yes,
they say that in the land of the wombat. They say chundering.
They chundering. Do. All right.
It comes from. There's a guy down there called Barry Humphries. He actually was one of my
comedian
growing up, and it's a
very funny
idiomatic
man.
Saying. To chunder.
Yeah. All right, good.
I'll keep that
thank
in
you.
Mind next time I'm
anything
puking.
Else you'd like to know?
No, I'm good. You filled me in. Thank you.
All right, Colin Hay is here. We are happy that he's here, and you'll be happier tonight. City Winery, Chicago. He'll be there for Q&A and a screening of Waiting for My Real Life, his documentary. And what do you want to play for us right now?
I'm going to play a song called Come Chundering Come Tumbling Down. In the wishing well, but it's a long time dry. I watch that old Greyhound bus kick up dust as it rolls on by. I asked the man in the station, he said, son, just take a look around. There hasn't been a train through here since it all came tumbling down. Come tumbling down.
Awesome.
That's pretty darn good. That's outstanding. Mean, you started to laugh toward the end. I noticed that. What was going on? What was making you laugh?
I just told myself a joke. I amused myself.
It's just
I have that power.
That's beautiful.
It's pure joy when you play, isn't it? Because you just really are having a good time. Not that you weren't before, but isn't it different now? Now you can just, it's joy coming out of you.
Well, it's always been pretty joyful. I've always enjoyed the fact that, can play music. It is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
I can't think of anything better to do.
If you had the
chance. Give him a 20, Bill.
I have a 20. If you need the money, Colin, my 20 is your 20.
Yeah, I'll take your 20.
All right, that's fair. All right, let's do that. Who does this? I mean, you've been doing this a long time and you're so great at it, but who does this? Who sings and tells stories through their music that you just say to yourself, I don't know how they do it. They're above and beyond anything I could ever achieve. Is there anyone in the music business like that?
Well, there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that I still listen to. I mean, I still listen to people I mean, if I think about, say, an album like Rubber Soul, that's what you still aspire to. Or if I think about the lyrics of Bob Dylan, I think there was a, you know, he's still making music and he has an extraordinary output of quality and quantity. And there are still many people. I still listen to Joni Mitchell. I listen to Randy Newman. I listen to a lot of, you know, new people as well. But yeah, there's tons of stuff out there that's really inspiring to listen to. Absolutely.
Good. I like hearing that. That's great. Boy, do you sound good, Colin.
Thank you.
I mean, really.
I appreciate that.
You really do. Go see Colin at the City Winery. Citywinery.com/Chicago has all your ticket information. And then you have something coming up in March that we can talk about as well.
Thalia Hall
in Chicago. That's March the 10th.
Thalia, dude.
Yeah.
Thalia.
I think Bill didn't know, so he was waiting for you to say it.
I would say Thalia, but some people may say Thalia.
Perhaps.
They'll let you in either way, right? No matter what you call it, they'll let you in. No chundering.
They'll let me in as long as I've got my credentials.
And the new release, the new album, Fierce Mercy, drops on the 3rd. That's what the kids are saying today, March 3rd.
I know. They drop.
I know, I hate that too, but I had to. March 3rd, it drops, Bill.
All dropping.
Hopefully someone will catch it.
It all ties into Tumbling Down. Everything ties in. Colin, thanks for being here.
My pleasure.
We're huge fans. And
huge fans.
Like we said, you sound so good.
Thank you so much.
A quick break and then some news, then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.